A dramatic domino effect crash unfolds in the final 400 meters of Tour de France Stage 12, taking down multiple riders, including Fernando Gaviria and Stage 11 winner Soren Wierenskold. What follows reveals the chaos and danger that can emerge in high-speed sprints, impacting the race's dynamics. Gaviria collides with Olaf Coy, triggering a series of crashes that ensnare Wierenskold, Dorian Kadon, and several others. While Coy stays upright, Gaviria falls hard, causing a major pileup that leaves the road blocked. Only about 15 riders manage to evade the disaster, while Tim Merlier clings victory for Sodal Quickstep. Kadon suffers visible injuries, remaining on the ground for assistance, and Gaviria, hitting his head, is seen standing but cradling his arm, a potential sign of a broken collarbone. Race leader Tadej Pogacar is forced to halt but remains unaffected in terms of time. The technical sprint finish, filled with corners and obstacles, adds to the tension, highlighting the risks of racing at such high speeds. Uno X team manager Thor Hushov notes the frightening nature of the crash, but thankfully most riders finish the race despite the chaos. The long-term effects of this incident on the riders remain uncertain.